So the important thing in this work with the word then in logopraxis is that we try not to bring our own agenda to the text as we're reading. So we have to kind of let go of our assumptions, particularly the assumptions we might carry about what it is the Lord needs to work on in our lives. So again, it's another form of control. So this process hopefully is leading toward us being able to give up our assumptions, our control, and just work with what the word offers us, to trust that it is directing, guiding, leading to a better end than one that we can come up with. Although, you know, we don't always believe that, but again, it comes into this realm of, you know, do we really believe the word to be divine or not? Is the Lord's human divine? That's always the question that sits there.